Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Think Now Research Podcast. This is our monthly podcast in which we go over our most recent report. Think Now Research is a culturally integrated market research agency. We integrate Hispanic, African American, and Asian insight into custom market research for companies and government agencies looking to thrive in the changing demographic environment. You can find us on the web at thinknowresearch.com and on Twitter at thinknowtweets. My name is Mario Carrasco, and I'm managing partner of Think Now Research. I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Roberto Suchinski. Roberto's a Hispanic shopper marketing guru, and excited to have him join us. Roberto, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you for having me, Mario. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and I'm actually looking forward to this podcast. I cannot wait to hear some exciting questions from you and give you some perspective. But just to give a little background about myself, I'm the Senior Vice President and Group Director for all Hispanic agency services at Epsilon. So I manage a pretty large practice group within Epsilon dedicated to a few different things, and amongst them, obviously, a very strong and robust shopper marketing practice. You know, one of the things about Epsilon that we pride ourselves on is obviously the data that we have beyond our agency services, and it's data that allows us to see what other agencies can't see, and it's data such as the one in this report that really helps us understand what is really going on with the Hispanic shopper as it relates to the holiday season. So very excited to be here.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I thought you'd be a perfect guest this month, since we're going to be going over our report, delving into Hispanic consumers and their holiday shopping trends. So our report specifically focused, we fielded it in September, exploring the impact of culture on Hispanic holiday shopping. So we're going to be discussing the report. For those of you listening in, you can go ahead and go to thinknowresearch.com and download our latest report if you follow along. If not, we'll do our best to try to explain the data that we're talking about here today. And we'll go ahead and jump right in. So this season, we have some great numbers that are coming out from Deloitte, you know, expecting a 4% increase in holiday shopping overall from last year. So we're looking at, you know, more than $1 trillion of holiday shopping spending in 2016. And of course, as you can imagine, they're also anticipating a 2% bump in e-commerce sale, so more than $96 billion compared to last year. Roberto, you had some interesting insights regarding kind of what might be driving that specifically among Hispanics here in the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, there's a lot more of a positive outlook on the economy by Hispanics. And a lot of that, I think, is driven by sort of the recovery of wealth, right? If you think about the Great Recession that we just went through about 7 years ago, there was a tremendous amount of wealth destruction. But that wealth destruction actually impacted multicultural groups even more. And so what we're seeing now is obviously it took a little bit longer, but there's been a significant turnaround in wealth, and we're seeing a lot of Latinos now contributing significantly to things that really move the economy, like home purchases and new car sales. And so therefore, sort of what we think is happening is obviously we're seeing an acceleration in spend and an interest to spend by Hispanic shoppers, because they're just basically finally recovering from this Great Recession, therefore they have a more positive outlook, right? So on one side, we have this sort of this stronger economic outlook. And I think on the other side, you have sort of these pretty standard demographic sort of dynamics, you know, that also drive Christmas shopping. When you think about Hispanics and some of the other multicultural groups, obviously, they tend to reflect more the traditional nuclear family, and with that comes kids, and with kids comes obviously a larger Christmas spend in many cases. So if you put those two and two together, I think you have probably a sort of more positive and higher indexing contribution to the growth.
Totally agree with you. And interestingly, you know, we just saw those numbers from Census. I think the U.S. Census last month come out in terms of, you know, wealth and wages and poverty levels decreasing, so all making for a good 2016 holiday season. And I'm glad you pointed out, you know, the other minority segments feeling that in addition to Hispanics, because a little bit about the methodology here, we actually looked at a rep sample. So not only Hispanics, but non-Hispanic white, African-American, and Asian. And so actually next month we'll be releasing the Asian report, and in December, early December, African-American. But this one here that we'll be talking about will be specifically Hispanic. So the way this report's a little bit different, for those of you following along, moving on to page four, for those of you who have been downloading our reports, and typically they've been more PowerPoint here, we did more of a smaller ebook we're calling a snapshot, and we go over five key insights, and it's pretty rich in data. So and Roberto's a great guest because we're going to be talking about the marketing insights here. And so one of the things that really stood out to us in this report on page four is Hispanics doing their research in advance. And we see this as significantly higher than other groups. So we asked, this was an agreement to statement, the statement being, I know what I'm going to buy for gifts before going shopping. 63% of Hispanics agreeing with that statement. Second in that is Asians at 58%, whites pretty close at 57%, and African Americans at 56%. So they're prepared. They know what they're gonna get. The majority of Hispanics know what they're gonna get before they go shopping. I mean, definitely some marketing implications there, right, Roberto?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting when you think about the whys, right? But one of the things that comes to mind first and foremost is that, you know, nowadays a consumer becomes a shopper with the press of a button, right? One minute you're thinking about a brand, the next minute you're thinking about where to buy it, and all this thinking about the zero moment of truth that Google put out a few years ago as it relates to shopping. But my point being here that when you think about Hispanics' sort of predisposition to over-index on mobile usage and the way they use their phones, it's very well documented across numerous studies, shows that, you know, when you think about today's shopper, that one minute he's thinking about a gift, the next minute he's actually researching it, and he can do that at the tip of his phone, of his fingers on his smartphone. To me, that's probably one of the interesting drivers probably that is contributing to this over index of research, right? Because now research has become so easy to do, you know, and it's so friendly. All the way from, you know, Siri speaking Spanish and you kind of looking up a price to, you know, you're just Googling a particular product for the closest retailer. These are all things I think that sort of not only create a more informed consumer, but it's really an era where the consumer really has a lot more power, right? And I think Latinos are taking advantage of that.
Now, that's a really good point. You're, you know, tying that over-indexing in mobile, that makes total sense to be prepared in advance. I mean, and from a retail point of view, I mean, what does one do given that we know Latinos are going to know what they want to purchase? I mean, are we talking about potentially earlier marketing in the season, more mobile marketing, both? I mean, what you know, from a marketing perspective, how do we turn that insight that they kind of already know what they're going to buy to getting them to buy your brand?
I think that's a great question. I think one of the advantages we have today that we didn't have maybe even as recent as 4 or 5 years ago is the power of data targeting, right? And the ability to understand shoppers' shopping habits, what they have in their basket, where they live, and what retailers are going to, right? So, you know, if you're able to understand a particular Hispanic segment and you're able to know where he's shopping and what he's typically buying and sort of model out that profile and target it at a very zip code level, you know, across a particular radius of a retailer, you're able to do some very, very sophisticated stuff that you couldn't do before. So I think that's definitely an opportunity. And secondly, also, this whole idea of you know, how they go about their devices, right? One thing is to target, another thing is to track them across devices. And with data nowadays also, we have the ability to sort of identify pretty closely whether the same person is on his phone, on his tablet, or on his computer, allowing us to even track him throughout the day and at those times of the day when he is most likely to hit the buy button or most likely to say, okay, I'm going to go to the store and get this. So it's not just the data targeting, but what you should think about is much more precise aperture, meaning the right message at the right time for the right occasion, right? And then if you factor in some of the other holiday dynamics and some of the sort of earlier start or later starts of the seasons and some particular habits, I think you have some really interesting opportunities to do very clever shopper marketing.
That's great. I mean, and again, you're tying it back to that mobile, which I love, right? Because we're lucky as marketers that Hispanics are mobile heavy. And so with that comes a much more rich data set that we can do exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and also what's interesting, and this is, I think, one of the aspects of mobile, probably tablet and both phone, is that Latinos over-index on video, right? We've seen a lot of reports, whether it's Yahoo or Google's research and YouTube data that shows Hispanics over-index on video. And so I think as shopper marketers, whether you're a brand or a retailer, understanding some of these channels or sort of understanding the positive response or the more likelihood to respond on a particular channel like video, right? And being able to layer that with data, with proximity, with the right time of the day, allows you to sort of get the planets aligned and get this shopper to turn from a prospect into a buyer a lot more quickly.
Now, yeah, exactly. And that's some great advice for marketers out there. Changing gears a little bit, although this was a pretty small percentage of Hispanics, I did want to point this out, and we point in our report, somewhat of an outlier is the mention of sales catalogs. We think, right, in the world of online and mobile, that sales catalogs are outdated. However, we saw that 7% of Hispanics mentioned sales catalogs as a way. Now, that sounds like a small percentage, and it is, but where it gets interesting is looking at the other groups in comparison. So African-American and Asians, only 2%, whites at 1%. So Hispanics at 7%, you're, you know, three times as much. When we dug a little bit deeper and we saw that was driven by foreign-born Hispanics, who mentioned it at 11%. I mean, any insights on sales catalogs? I mean, I know the percentage is pretty small, but is that something that you've seen through your work, Roberto, or is this not a number big enough to elicit spend?
No, I think those findings are very interesting and corroborate some of the sort of larger dynamics that are going on with direct mail in the marketplace. And we know that typically Latinos are being less targeted with direct mail efforts, right? So on average, if a Latino household is getting less mail and less catalogs in the mail, he doesn't feel his mailbox is very cluttered. And so A, he's going to pay more attention to the catalogs that get mailed to him. B, because also he doesn't feel burnt out by direct mail, in many cases we've learned that Latino shoppers and Latino consumers actually appreciate getting these types of catalogs because they feel special the same way we probably felt 15 years ago before our mailboxes started getting a glut of catalogs.
Right.
And lastly, I think the fact that the more an acculturated shopper is perhaps a little less tech savvy, but still very visual in nature, just similar to the same reason I think why Latinos are over-indexed on video consumption. I think just the Hispanic consumer tends to be more experiential and more visual, also probably engages a little bit more with catalogs. So I wouldn't be surprised if you were to sort of put an acculturated Latino catalog recipient beside a general market catalog recipient, I bet you the Latino would actually spend much more time looking at the pages. And so digesting the content is probably a nice experience that they enjoy and sort of one of the ways they get ideas for their friends and families.
Yeah, and tying that back to your point of jumping onto mobile for researching, right? I bet if we look at the unacculturated Latino, getting that catalog, it's likely going to serve as a springboard to getting onto the mobile and doing more research, right? So there's an interesting path to purchase there.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, yes, of course it's a springboard, right? Shoppers get stimulated by a lot of different things. And the funny thing is that people think as, you know, the path to purchase as this very neat sort of neat, rational road by where, you know, they find something, they decide to linearly go on the internet and then they go on their phone, et cetera. But it's a very disorganized and very sporadic type of cycle, right, which jumps from one stimulus to another. And you never know where the first stimulus is going to come from and where the shopper is going to decide to go next to do more research. But obviously, I think the cell phone continues to be central to all this. But it's not a very predictable path in many cases. And you just have to be able to, therefore, understand what are the key channels and smartly target against those channels, whether it is the desktop plus the mobile or if it is the mobile plus a piece of direct mail.
Oh, that's great. And I think you put it in a really great perspective, something that's actionable for marketers in terms of being able to take advantage of this idea that Hispanics know what they're going to purchase in advance. Moving on to the next data point here, and this is on page 6, we're talking about the halo effect. So one of the things we asked about is who Hispanic, Asians, whites, and African Americans are going, who are they going shopping with and their family and friends, right? Typically, you know, we think about it as a solitary thing, you know, buying gifts for others. However, we saw that 61% of Hispanics noted that they are very likely or somewhat likely to go on shopping trips that are not for themselves, but rather accompanying friends and family. And this is a 7-point difference from whites and African Americans who mention accompanying their friends and family on a shopping trip 54% of the time, and a 5% difference from Asians at 56% of the time. So the way that we looked at this is that, you know, you have the potential when targeting Hispanics to target not only them, but their friends and family. I mean, is this in line with what you've seen in the research you've done at Epsilon, Roberto?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done actually quite a bit of proprietary research on Hispanic shoppers. And there's sort of, you know, it's kind of funny. A lot of people like to say Hispanics shop with their family. And what we like to say is that's not true. Hispanics shop as a family. And sort of when you think about that point of difference, right, you start sort of thinking of the entire purchase cycle or the path to purchase very differently, because you're not necessarily targeting one shopper, but in many cases a collective. And that plays a very important role, A, in store, because in particular, you know, you may want to engage other family members through in-store experiential activity, because that grows the basket, right? And actually, Hispanic grocery retailers are very good at this, and they're very savvy. I know some Hispanic grocery chains that actually have two different shopping cart sizes, one for the kids and one for the parents, because once again, when you shop as a family, the basket tends to grow a lot more. But what's interesting, coupled with that sort of dynamic, there's also tension. And the tension comes from this whole idea of, you know, the problem when we go together is that we blow the budget, right? So moms sort of have this tension and struggle going on of trying to manage the budget, but then trying to manage the family and trying to manage the shopping trip. And I think obviously, therefore, value propositions, you know, and sort of ways to explain the value or why it's a good buy also help when it comes to retail messaging. So that's sort of one aspect from an in-store perspective. But then the second and very important part, I think, of this dynamic is, yes, we all know Hispanics rely on word of mouth and friends and family for advice, right? And so it's very normal. But what that shows and sort of what that implies is that their social media behaviors are more active. And we know for a fact, based on research that I've seen from several credible sources, whether it's Facebook, et cetera, that Hispanics, just generally speaking, engage a lot more in social media, right? Because They tend to share a lot more. They tend to follow brands a lot more. They tend to look for advice a lot more. And the point being there that an influencer strategy and a social media strategy from a pre-store perspective can be very powerful, because that's a great way to sort of target the collective, right? Target the collective shopping unit and target sort of this dynamic of word of mouth in terms of what's a good gift for the holidays.
Definitely, definitely. And I really like your first point about that differentiator, which is a small word, but very important, shopping with family versus shopping as a family. I think that's right in line with our data. And I think that's a great way to kind of get people to refocus about how Hispanics shop. And to your second point, you know, another interesting trend in this is that, you know, looking at Hispanics, you know, you typically think about, you know, the general wisdom out there has been that it's the Spanish dominant or the unenculturated Hispanic that's shopping as a family. However, we found that it's not necessarily the case. It's the bilingual, the bicultural Hispanic is driving this trend. 65% of bilingual Hispanics are going to accompany their friends and family in a holiday trip versus 59% of Spanish dominant and English dominant Hispanics. So, I mean, is that, you know, that traditional wisdom that it's the Spanish dominant kind of driving this shopping as a family trend? I mean, are you seeing that movement towards a more bicultural, bilingual?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just generally speaking, the market's moving to the middle, right?
Right.
So
right.
You have the two fringes, the English dominance and the Spandoms, and then what is happening is the market's moving to the middle for a couple of different reasons. The rate of immigration has slowed down, the births have increased, et cetera. So, you know, generally speaking, it's moving to the middle. But, you know, what happens also is spending power goes up a little bit more with this bicultural segment. But they still have a lot of these, sort of communal shopping tendencies. They want to shop as a family as well, but they have more money, right? So it's very likely that they will go, you know, as a bigger group and spend more money too.
Right, great. Yeah, and I think that's something to recognize in terms of planning and messaging. Like you mentioned, right? It's the whole market is going towards the middle. And so it's good to see that corroborates with what we're seeing here in the data. And moving on here to insight three, and actually, we're having such a great conversation. I think we're going to likely end it at this insight here, since we're hitting our 30 minutes. We wanted to take a look at the what, right? So looking at what are Hispanics buying in comparison to African Americans, whites, and Asians. And what really stood out significantly is clothing and electronics. So looking at clothing, the 27% of Hispanics mentioned clothing as a category item that they're most likely to gift this year. And that's statistically significantly higher than whites, African American, and Asians at 19, 20, and 19%, respectively. This is good news, right? For retailers, that have been hit hard. What are your thoughts on here in terms of potential drivers or implications of clothing being significantly more popular as a holiday gift for among Hispanics, Roberto?
Right. So I think there's a lot of dynamics here at play. I don't think there's just one answer. But I think, first of all, there is, a strong desire of by Latinos of a good looking, of a good image, right? And a good image implies branded clothing, implies a fashionable clothing, because it's a way sort of to manifest your Latino culture, and it's sort of a way to sort of show that you're put together. And I think there's also sort of an underlying, root cause here, which is, you know, when you're a minority in this country, you have to try harder. And part of trying harder is looking better. And you know, the deck is sometimes stacked against you. So you need to play all those odds that'll favor you. And one of those things is image. And one of those things is looking good and having fashionable branded clothing, right? There's also sort of some of these become a cool badge. And also, because the population skews younger, there's also a desire to be more contemporary and fashionable and sort of where some of these, like, what I call a badge brands. Okay. A lot of retailers have very successfully tapped into this market by developing specific clothing lines that cater to the Hispanic population. You know, Macy's did an interesting study where they scanned the bodies of 10,000 Latina women. And a lot of traditional retailers always thought that it was all about color, but it's not just about color, it's also about fit. And so understanding some of these nuances helps you as a sort of marketer, as a retail marketer of clothes in particular, know how to better target this demographic. And when you have the right product with the right design and the right fit, I think you are taking the high ground here and have the opportunity to sell more, right? So that's sort of my perspective on clothing.
Now, I like your point on the nuances, right? You know, we assume color, that's the best, you know, representation of color and how to get Latinos in. They like bright things, but this idea of fit, I mean, that really plays into kind of what we're about, right? Don't make assumptions about it. Do some research. And I think I know that study that you're citing, I believe it was really pretty successful for Macy's, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it was successful because not only did they have the right product, but then they also very smartly and astutely lined up with a Hispanic celebrity. I believe it was Thalia, if I recall correctly. But so, you know, they had a really good product with a good packaging at a good price point, right?
Yeah, and another thing that was interesting about this data point is, you know, I just last month had this podcast with Pepper Miller, a African-American marketing specialist expert. And she talked about that same thing about badge value among African Americans. And when it comes to clothing and accessories, you know, the assumption is that African Americans over-index. I found it interesting that Hispanics, in fact, top by a significant margin African Americans and when it comes to clothing. So I just found that an interesting point that you know, the assumption coming in for us was African Americans, but it's in fact Hispanics that are at the top of the list. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of influence going on. And obviously, as some of these sort of metro geographies become more and more Hispanic or multicultural and fashion is driven by, you know, the East Coast and the West Coast, LA, New York, basically, I think you're seeing just that influence compound, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, we have two more insights here in the report, but we've got so much great feedback here from Roberto regarding the first three. We're going to stop the podcast there. For those of you who want to read the full report, please visit thinknowresearch.com and go to our download section for the free download. Roberto, if we want to find you or Epsilon online, and what's the best way to connect with you and the company?
Absolutely. So, you know, you can email me at roberto.cfchinsky@epsilon.com or just look us up at epsilon.com and you'll find us under the Hispanic marketing section. But obviously you can always Google my name, and you'll find quite a bit of content that I've been interviewed for and published on.
Great, great. Well, thanks again for joining us, and thanks everybody for listening in. We're Think Now Research. You can find us at thinknowresearch.com and at Think Now Tweets and Twitter.